Today is Tuesday, the 18th of August, the feast of St. Alberto Hurtado Cruchaga S.J., in the 20th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Plusgarden Abbey sing Latentur Cor Quarentium. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and be strengthened. Seek his face always. Entering into prayer today, allow yourself to seek the Lord, to seek his face, searching for the signs of his presence in your life, gently guiding you in truth and peace and love. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields, for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold, and will inherit eternal life. But many who were first will be last, and the last will be first.
It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus' use of hyperbole at the beginning of our reading elicits strong feelings of impossibility in the disciples. Thinking that they can earn their salvation, Jesus reminds them that, for mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible. What stirs in your heart when you hear that your salvation is an undeserved gift from God? For God, all things are possible. How do these words bring comfort to you today? Eternal riches can be found through spiritual poverty on earth. As the words are read again, hear how the cost of following Jesus leads to the promised gift of eternal life. God gives abundantly more than we can ever give. Thank God for His generosity.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of His glory, you who have followed Me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive a hundredfold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.
Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Jesus knows that coming first or coming last has the potential to alter how you see God, yourself, and those around you. Might there be a challenge in this for you? Talk with Jesus about it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.